Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dr. Ralph Bowe, the president of Aeropole Chemicals based in Dalton, Georgia. Ralph, how you doing?
Doing fine, Kemp. Good to talk with you again.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. You've got some news. You have formed a partnership with the Floor Covering Education Foundation. Your company makes AeroPure, a hand sanitizer, and you've agreed to sell this over the internet and take 10% of everything you make on selling this and giving it to the Floor Covering Education Foundation. Let's get to that in just a minute, the details. First, real quick, most people know who you are, Ralph. I've probably threw a couple people off with the doctor, but you do have a PhD in chemistry. If you go way back in your history, your parents were from Norway, and you've been a CEO in this industry for a long time. Prior to taking this role with Aeropole Chemicals, you were the CEO of Beaulieu of America. Prior to that, the CEO of Carpets International, the largest carpet manufacturer in the UK. You were also CEO of Diamond Rug. You were president of Horizon, working with Peter Spira. And prior to that, you were product manager with DuPont. So that's a lot of good history in the business and a lot to accomplish in 76 years of living.
All right, you're giving away my age now.
That's all right. I think you got a lot done. Your wife's name is Nancy, and you're talking about things you've given back. The CRI, you've been chairman there, United Way, Northwest Georgia Healthcare Organization, European Carpet Association, and you're even a judge in the Future Focus Awards. So you give back. Thanks for all that.
It's been a great life in this whole industry, you know, and I guess when I look at the industry, the carpet industry has always been a very responsible, flexible industry, and this area in Dalton and Northwest Georgia has always been willing to give back to the community. From all the fiber changes, equipment, processing changes, and efficiency and everything else, the industry has always been progressing and has made significant changes that have been able to reduce energy, water usage, being more diligent on the safety of its workers and customers and the environment as well, and done a lot of these things and most of these things without any kind of interference or push from the government.
Yeah.
For example, the CARE program, which was set up to try and find ways to use of post-consumer carpet,
right,
avoid the landfills, which really drove me when I came to Aristar to want to try and do something with post-consumer polyester. And that's how we started Aeropole,
right,
processing that product, making a polyol out of it that goes into making urethane foam applications. And so then when this whole pandemic started, we said, you know, we've got a lot of mixing tanks here, and looks like a need out there, and so we started making a hand sanitizer in the spring of this year.
Yeah.
And we've been supplying both what we call a liquid version and a gel version of this product on a wholesale basis.
Uh-huh.
And then recently we decided, you know what, for long-term health of that commerce, we'd probably be better off to try and sell it on a retail basis. And so we decided to set up a website and go through e-commerce, we just launched in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Prior to actually launching it, had a meeting with the World Floor Covering Association and proposed a program where we would actually refund them a percentage of the sales that their members would take on this product, and they could use that money to fund the training and education program to get more qualified installers. And, you know, over the life of my time in this whole industry, always seems like there's been a shortage of installers. That's what everyone always complained about. And typically, when there's been a problem in the industry, while the industry may address it, the mills having more, generally being larger, let's say, always were the ones that had to do all the funding, and so they were always solicited for that. With this program, it's a program that everyone can participate in because they'll be purchasing a necessary product. We're selling it at a competitive price,
mm-hmm,
and then we'll be generating these funds to assist in addressing a real need in the industry. And in fact, that's why we're calling it, quote, helping hand. So we hope that everyone in the industry will support the effort and help fund a real industry need.
All right. So let's make sure we get down to the brass tacks on this. You've got to go to the aeropure.com website. That's where you order it. And it's available in bulk bottles or all the way down into 8-ounce bottles. And you sell it by the case. And so you say e-commerce. You just order it right there on the website. And it's a hand sanitizer that qualifies. I mean, it's as good as anything anywhere else because it's CDC and WHO meets those requirements. and kills 99.9% of the germs that make you sick. The one you're selling, is it both the liquid and the gel, or are you just getting...
No, we're just selling the gel. The gel seems to be the more popular one of the two.
Right.
And so we decided to launch the program with that. Uh-huh. And as you said, we've got it in these different bottle sizes from 8 ounces up to a gallon. We sell it by the case, and it's a delivered price. So what
right.
you see on the line there is what you're going to pay. You don't have to pay any extra money for shipment.
Uh-huh.
We also sell pallets of these cases if someone's large enough to want to take it in that regard and probably save some money on the delivery of that. And we sell it in 55-gallon drums or 275-gallon totes mm-hmm. for those people that might even want to do their own repackaging. So we offer a dispenser, a stand that holds a gallon bottle,
mm-hmm.
and it has a hands-free, foot-controlled dispensing device. Mm-hmm. Also has a regulator on it, so you can actually adjust the amount that's delivered to the user each time when they depress the pedal. So mm-hmm. it makes it fairly efficient for the end user. And when you look at our pricing, you know, we've looked online at other products that are on there, and we're certainly half the price of the most famous brand out there. I mean, I can't say that you're not going to run into something that might be less in price, but one thing we do know is that we're making our product with the same denatured ethanol that meets FDA, USP grading, and it's the same material that the best in the industry use. We put a light lemon fragrance in it just to give it a little nice smell. We have pretty good success with what we've sold on a wholesale basis, and we expect we'll do pretty well with it on a retail basis.
All right, one more time, real quick. 10% of everything you sell goes to the Floor Covering Education Foundation through this program.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
And we'll refund them that money every month. We've got a system in place to track that. All the buyer has to do is identify that they are a WFCA, World Floor Covering Association, member. And there's a little box to click on the line there before you complete your order. And then that way we are able to automatically record that was a sale to a WFCA member, and then that money will accumulate each month.
All right. Okay, Ralph. Well, thanks for letting us know about what's going on there. Thank you for working with the CTEF on helping them build a fund for training installers. Again, been talking to Ralph Bowe, the president of AeroPol Chemicals based in Dalton, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.